Welcome to Lilydale Radio, featuring topics about spiritualism, mediumship, healing, spirituality, and the Lilydale Assembly, the world's largest center for the religion, philosophy, and science of spiritualism. This is Lilydale Radio.
Hello, you have reached Journey of the Light from Lilydale, New York. Well, spring is upon us. Spring is here in just a little while. And guess what? The Lilydale catalog is out. And so you can go on to lilydaleassembly.com and you can order the catalog of all the beautiful things that will be happening at Lilydale this summer. You're speaking to John White at Lilydale Radio. If you'd like to call in and ask questions, you can phone in at 818-739-8818. That's 818-739-8818. And we'll be glad to answer your questions. And we have somebody on the show right away. Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Hello.
Who is this?
This is Donna Galloway.
Oh, hi, honey. Thank you for phoning in. And
you're
Donna,
welcome,
we know that you're here in Florida, and I'm in Florida too. Donna, tell us a little bit about yourself and how you work with the gifts of your spirit.
Gee, John, it's only been, actually, I recognized my gifts maybe 7 years ago. Up until then, I thought I was going crazy. But since I've come into Angel Ministries here in Venice, Florida, the world has opened up to me. And I have just grown so quickly in such a short period of time. And I have a lot more growing to go.
I noticed that I was at a service with you tonight, and you were doing healing and reading.
I am a Reiki master instructor. I just graduated with this certification. I'm a psychic medium. I do a lot of work for the church, which I absolutely love. But, yes, I'm very happy where I'm at right now. Very happy with my life.
Beautiful. Do you also teach classes?
I have, yes. I teach. I taught a pendulum class twice, and it seemed to go over very well.
That's beautiful. Now, Donna, do you remember in your childhood, was there any event in your childhood that gave you, you know, an insight or an impression of, well, maybe there's something more to life than what I can actually see with my two eyes?
Yes, but that's when, well, you have to remember, John, I was raised a Baptist, and
okay,
all of this that I do now is considered hell and damnation, not so much for my family, but their families. I don't know how to answer that. It's just been, I can remember at a very young age, I was sitting in class, and I had a vision of my mother going through my bedroom and finding some things that I kind of hidden from her, not that they were awful, but I knew she wouldn't be happy. And I saw her go into my room and find what I had hidden for her. And sure enough, and I thought it was just my imagination. And when I came home, lo and behold, yep, what I saw was correct. But I thought it was a hit and miss type of thing. I just didn't really realize. And I know now that I've always had my gifts, but I thought it was my imagination.
Okay.
And there was no one around me that I could talk to.
Well, when did you begin to find people that understood you?
When I came to Angel Ministries here in Venice, Florida.
And how did that happen?
That's when I truly discovered then that I wasn't crazy and that there's so much more than what I was taught. And, I mean, my world just opened up. It was just amazing.
That's beautiful. That's beautiful. Well, thank you for calling in. Thank you for letting us and sharing this information with us. Do you have anything else to add about the beautiful church you go to?
I'm sorry. Say that again. You broke up on me, sweetie.
Do you have anything else that you like to mention about the beautiful church that you go to?
John, I don't know how many hours you have, but I'll just briefly tell you that it wasn't until I actually walked through the doors of Angel Ministries that I knew that I came home. I had been going from church to church to church to church, and there's beauty in all religions, but there was just something missing. I knew there was more than what was being taught to me. And it wasn't until I walked through the doors that I knew I came home, and that's when my gifts really came out. And I started gaining confidence, and Reverend Patricia Doyle had really helped me immensely. And the church was giving college courses. We're revamping right now. But at that time, we were having college courses, and I took as many as I could, and it really helped me because I was very low in self-esteem and confidence, and it has changed my life, Reverend John. I just can't begin to tell you how profound it has changed my life.
Beautiful. Can you tell us a little bit about the Ministry Angels time? When do they have church? Is it on Sunday?
We have services Sunday morning, Sunday night, and Thursday nights.
And what about the healing that went on today? Is that every Wednesday?
That is every Wednesday, and Reverend Pat has been doing these healing on Wednesdays for over 20 years, and they're free.
I hear that there's a lot of people that come.
Oh, let me tell you, we have anywhere between 40 and I would say close, maybe 60 that come through our doors every Wednesday night. And Reverend Pat clears a lot of them that come in that have gee-dunk that the other healers cannot remove. Her gifts are very amazing and very profound. And, she's been doing this for years. And I'll tell you something else I've noticed. People are waking up, and more people are coming through our doors.
That's absolutely beautiful.
It is. Okay. It's a very beautiful thing.
Okay. Thank you for calling. Thank you, honey, for calling in tonight.
Thank you, Reverend John. You have a blessed evening.
You too. Bye-bye. Okay, you're listening to Journeys of the Light, Lilydale Radio. Lilydale season is now open to the public. And right now, off-season, we do have church services every Sunday morning at 10:30 at the Church of the Living Spirit and also the National Church and also the Fellowships of the Spirit. And so Lilydale is the largest spiritualist community in the world. There's approximately 30,000 people that come there during the summertime, literally from around the world and from all walks of life. And you can come to Lilydale and receive education and training with some of the best people in the world as far as intuition is concerned. Well, I see that we have another caller, so let's go right to them. Hello, can you hear me? Hello?
Hello?
Who's calling?
Hello? Hello, can you hear me?
Who's calling? Can I hear?
This is Sam.
Who's calling us?
Yep, this
Sam.
Is Sam.
Hey, Sam, tell us a little about, you're phoned in Journeys of the Light. This is a radio show from Lilydale, and it's heard all over America, Australia, and England. Do you have something to share with us tonight?
Yeah, well, I just caught you were you did a thing at a church down the street for me, Angel Ministries, and
yes.
And it was wonderful. I didn't get to attend your meditation, but all the people that came out off of it had all these wonderful things to say, and I just wanted to call in and say thank you so much.
Oh God, thank you for now. How long have you been going to this church?
I guess about a year now. My family came down from Philadelphia down here in Southwest Florida.
Okay.
So one day I was looking for some sage, and I ended up there.
Okay. Now, do you find you have some mediumship and intuitive awareness yourself?
Well, I think so, a little bit. I think we all do.
Yes, of course we all do. Well, I hope you look into it and develop those classes so that beautiful gift of the Spirit can come out of you.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. You know, the Angel Ministries is just a wonderful place. I'm so happy that you were down there. And next time, I'll be sure to sign up for one of your meditations.
Okay. Thank you very much for calling in tonight. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, you're listening to Journeys of the Light. This is Reverend John White from Lilydale, New York. Well, springtime, and the earth is wide awake and opening up. Beautiful things happen in the springtime. It's the beginning of new life. And Lilydale, we're very active and getting busy for the beautiful season that is in front of us. If you would like to come to some of the classes at Lilydale and develop your own mediumship and intuition, there's classes from everywhere from meditation to mediumship, dream interpretation, soul traveling, psychic ability, healing, all the gifts of the Spirit we teach at Lilydale. You know, Lilydale is the largest spiritualist community in the world, only 130 years. And many people continue and walk through those gates and get healing. Now, for those of you who are interested in healing, every day at Lilydale during season, in the morning and in the evening, basically you have healers that you go sit in front of and they'll give you a beautiful healing. And it's free. It's part of the Lilydale experience. And for those of you who want to develop your mediumship and intuition, three times a day at the famous Stump and the Forest Temple, basically we have many, many people, sometimes hundreds of people that go out to these different places in Lilydale, and they sit and they get messages from mediums. But if you are a person that would like to develop your own intuition, your own mediumship, then I encourage you to come because, you know, there's a saying that you don't have to invent the wheel. If you see somebody who is a medium or an intuitive and you like the way that they work, then you can take classes with them and you can learn how to do those things also. Even the great master Jesus said, "These things I do, you can do also." It's true. We all have this gift of the Spirit. You know, now all mediumship is contained in and subject to natural law. Let me say that again. All mediumship and intuition is contained in and subject to natural law. So it is natural and normal for us to develop our intuition. Now, unfortunately, there's still some superstitions around that. Well, let me give you an example. Many, many, many years ago, when some people did not know how to read and write, other people thought they were special. Okay? Now, we know that if you know how to read and write, it's not special. It's simply education and training. But there are some people who still believe that being intuitive and being a psychic and being aware of angels and guides and masters and loved ones who have passed on around you, you either are crazy, superstitious, or you have a natural talent. That is superstition. And so at Lilydale, what we do is that we teach you what is known as spiritual intelligence, to become literate in your intuition. So just like you can become literate in your academic skills, you can also become literate in your intuition. And so that's what we teach you there at Lilydale. Now, all master teachers, the foundation of all these things is simply to learn how to meditate. Let me ask you a question. Do you know somebody who does not know how to meditate, who basically developed their intuition to a higher level? Well, no, of course not. Just like me asking you, do you know somebody who's academically very intelligent, who never opened up a book? Again, it's literacy. So the foundation is meditation. Now, different meditations work for different people depending on your nature. But guess what? When you were a child, up to the age of 3.5 or 4 years old, you produced alpha brain waves all the time in your head. And so that's why children are so instinctive. That's why children are so intuitive. And when we meditate, we go to the place that we go to when we're asleep at night, but we're wide awake at the same time. That means you produce those same brain waves, the same brain waves that you produce when you're a child and also when you're sleeping. And so the word Buddha literally means to be awake. So when you awaken to the gifts of your inner knowledge, your inner knowing, what will happen is that you will awaken those beautiful gifts of the Spirit. And why do we call them gifts of the Spirit? We call them gifts of the Spirit because they were given to you before you were born. And so you're listening to John White, Journeys of the Light, Lilydale Blog Talk Radio, and we have a caller in, so let's see who's on the line. Hello, can you hear me?
Hi, hello? Yes. Hi there.
Hi, introduce yourself.
My name is Tina. I'm from Venice, Florida.
Oh,
I've been listening into the show. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Tell us about the church. Tell us about the church you go to in Venice.
Oh, Angel Ministries. Pat is an absolute wonderful person you've ever met. One of my friends went to your seminar. She absolutely loved it. So I was curious. I started listening to your show tonight, and I really love your message. Yeah. So.
Okay.
All good things
now,
come from Angel Ministries.
Oh, beautiful, beautiful. Now, if you had a healing or a spiritual experience that you'd like to share with us?
I have many. Pat at Angel Ministries, she gave me my family back. Our daughter, she had a little bit of trouble with communicating, and she got a healing from Pat over the course of a couple of weeks, and it's a world of difference. So we just love it there, and just love the whole positive energy that we get every week. So, I mean, it's hard to pick out one story.
Okay. Now, do you meditate in your own way? Do you meditate at all?
We do. The whole family,
okay,
including our four-year-old, we do.
Oh, my God.
It's
beautiful.
Brought a lot of positivity into this house. It's a real blessing, the meditation. In fact, every time, since living in Florida, we have a lot of visitors, as you know, and we always tell them, like, okay, let's go on Wednesday night to Angel Ministries. You have to see what this is about. And a lot of them go home practicing meditation by the time we're done with them. We try.
Oh, that's absolutely beautiful. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Would you like to share anything else with us tonight?
No, not really. I just enjoyed your show. I just wanted to send some positive energy to your way and give a shout out to Angel Ministries for all the fabulous, wonderful work
thank
you do.
Thank you. Let me ask you a question, if I may. Some of us have what was known as intuitive dreams. Do you ever have intuitive dreams?
Always. Since I was a little kid, they used to scare me. But I've been reading a lot about them. I've been talking to a lot of like-minded people who like to meditate and are into the dream interpretation and a Reiki. And I'm not shying away from it anymore. I don't think anybody should.
That's good. You know, it's all natural and it's all normal. Yeah.
Yes, I agree.
I love one of Einstein's things. One of Einstein's things is that the intuitive mind is a sacred gift and the rational brain is a faithful servant. We have created a society where we honor the servant and forgotten the gift. And so it really is a gift. It really is a gift. Okay, thank you so much
for
calling.
Thank you. And thank you for all your time and all the positivity you send out.
You're welcome, honey. Thank you.
Have a nice day.
Thank you. All right, then. So you're listening to The Journeys of the Light, Lilydale Block Talk Radio. And we have a guest phoning in, and we're going to connect with them pretty soon. If you would like to phone in at 818-739-8818, that's 818-739-8818. So we love to hear about your stories about healing and intuition and visions, you know. I remember many years ago when I was in Montreal, Canada, we asked the Dalai Lama about spiritual dreaming. And he talked about what is known as lucid dreaming. Now, let me explain exactly what the Dalai Lama told us. He said that when you're dreaming and you know you're dreaming, there's a consciousness there. And so they teach the lamas in Tibet how to practice or play inside their dreams. Okay? So if you catch yourself in a dream and all of a sudden you become a little aware and you have the thought, hey, I think I'm dreaming. If you start, for instance, let's say if this was a dream you're having, and if you have an idea of, well, if this is a dream, why don't I float? And then you could catch yourself floating. And so basically what I'm trying to say to you is that you can begin to play inside your dreams, okay? And people who meditate and are really interested in intuition, what happens is that they have more of those clear dreams. Because what happens when you meditate and when you open up these different spiritual gifts, you begin to use more of your brain, and you get to use more of your brain in a very, very a special way. Okay, we have someone calling in, so let's get right to them. Hello, you're on the air. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air. Who's calling in?
Hi. This is Diane.
What is your name? Diane.
Diane.
Okay, hi. Thank you for calling. Would you like to share any out of your spiritual stories with us or ask us any questions?
Well, I too have been going to Angel Ministries for about 3 years now, and you know, it has opened my world tremendously. I'm so happy that I've become a part of that family.
Beautiful.
Beautiful. Yeah. I become a Reiki master after being there for, and, you know, kind of going through the channels, and I did not know I was a healer, but they seemed to think I was, so it was interesting. It's been an interesting journey, and I love it. I started healing, and it's just changed my life. It's not
now,
only
this
about.
May be go ahead.
Oh, it's just about giving, you know, and it's been great.
Maybe it's difficult for you to answer this question, but what happens when you give healing? Do you feel an energy? Do you feel it comes through you? Can you explain it in a little way for some people who don't understand?
I do. Well, I open myself up, first of all, to receive. And I, it's just as I receive, I pull in the energy and I just feel myself. I feel like I'm receiving and then I'm giving. And
okay.
I guess there's really no way of it's just a good feeling.
It's just a good feeling.
Yeah.
Now, do you do anything special? Do you do anything special to prepare yourself for healing, or is it just like an everyday thing?
No, I do. I usually the day of healing, because we do several people on a Wednesday night. I think we run maybe sometimes 40 people through there. So it's about 3 hours. So yeah, I really don't do a whole lot. I just try to keep good things going through my mind and try to, you know, stay calm, no major work or anything. And then I try to meditate several times during the day and just pull in the energy and pull in all the good stuff that I can, so that I'm, you know, that I'm fully prepared, so that I can give the most of myself.
You know, that's so important. I'm glad so much that you're explaining this to people, because some people think you just kind of show up and, you know, there was a famous healer whose name was Catherine Kuhlman, who said that think of yourself like a beautiful musical instrument. If you put yourself in tune, then the angels can come and work through you. So I thank you so much for telling us what you do personally to put yourself in tune and how sincere you are.
Yeah. Yeah, I am. You know, it's important to me. It's important to me to at least be my best that I can for whoever I'm healing, you know.
Okay. Now, without giving out any names, is there any particular things that you remembered that were unusual when you were giving healings at different times? Is there anything that sticks out?
I'm not sure if I understand your question.
Okay. Sometimes you may give a healing at one time, and all of a sudden you may feel heat in your hands, or you may feel what the person is emotionally going through. So what are some of the things that sometimes you feel, you know, when you're giving the healing?
Yeah. Sometimes I feel maybe a tingling in a particular area, or sometimes I feel it in myself. Like I'll be, oh, that's funny, I got a feeling by my head or in my toe, or, you know, and so I'll know that I need to go to that area. Yeah, I just really open myself up to receive, you know, from spirit and get the information, then I try to use it the best I can.
Okay. Now, are you aware of some of the spirit guides or the angels that particularly work with you in healing, or is it always different?
I think I know that they're always different. And so I just always just call them and say, help me. And I do know a couple of them by name. But mostly I just call in all my Reiki guides, all my healing angels, anyone who wants to assist me, I'm good with that.
That's beautiful. That's beautiful. Again, what is the name of the church that you go to here in Venice?
Angel Ministries.
Okay. Thank you so much for calling in tonight. Thank you, honey.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Okay, you're listening to Journeys of the Light. This is John White from Lilydale, New York. And people are calling in that are connected to a little church here in Venice called Angels Ministries. I have served this particular church perhaps for the last 16 years myself. And it is also one of the lights of the city. And, you know, we have spiritualist churches all around the world. And there's a lot here in America. And Lilydale, where I come from, has been there for approximately 130 years. And it is the largest spiritualist community in the world. But spiritualism did not start with Lilydale. Or spiritualism, it's been here since the beginning of time. All the Bibles of the world, and that's the Bible, the Christian Bible, the Quran, the Bhagavad Gita, and all the Bibles of the world were written by people who used this part of their mind. So this is all natural and normal. You know that in the early Christian church, they would stand up and give messages. And it talks about Corinthians, and the Bible talks about the gifts of the Spirit. And what are some of the gifts of the Spirit that they talk about in Corinthians that we also have at Lilydale? The gift of discernment. The gift of discernment literally means being able to sense the medium as they're working with the Spirit and what the intent of the Spirit is, who it is, if it's a man or a woman or an angel. And so all that is natural and normal. And also we have the gift of prophecy. The gift of prophecy is talking about future possibilities. Now, how is that possible to know about future possibilities? Well, when you get into your spirit, when you go into meditation, you go into what is known as your timeless mind, okay? Your timeless mind. And you slip into that place inside of yourself where you have access to past, present, and future. Now, that may sound unusual with some of you, but no, it's one of the gifts of the Spirit. And then, of course, we have the gift of healing. The gift of healing is also another spiritual gift. And we have another person phoning in, so we're going to go right online. Hello, you're on
Hello?
The air. Hi, how are you today?
Hello, I'm good, thank you, John. I'm a medium.
Okay, tell us a little bit about yourself, honey. What is your name?
My name is Caroline.
Okay.
And I was born in the UK. I live in Florida, and I'm currently living in Orlando, but I was just moved from Venice, Florida. I think actually
okay.
We know a few mutual friends.
I bet we do.
We do.
Okay.
Some lovely
now, tell us a little bit about your mediumship and how you discovered it.
Well, I really have been sort of tuned in from childhood. My first experience that I knew that I had a gift was probably when I was around 5 years old. And, you know, when you're out in the street playing with, your little mates and your friends and everyone's. Yeah, anyway, so the little group of friends were out in the street playing, and then someone had suggested we go call for Susie. I say Susie, I can't remember her name. But anyway, they said, let's go call for Susie. And immediately I was got this impression, well, there's no point in calling for Susie because she's not home. She's off shopping with her father. And I told my friends that, oh, she's not home. And they kind of looked at me kind of in a strange way. And then it was like, they said, well, how do you know she's not home? And I said, well, I don't really know how I know, but I just know she's not home. So they all sort of started to gang up on me, and I felt very intimidated. 5 years old, you've got these 6 and 7 years
yeah.
old. Kind of picking on you. So I said, okay, let's go call for Susie. So we get there. The mother answers the door. No, she's out shopping with her father. Then it got worse, John. They turned around and said, well, you've called for her before. You must have known she was out. But it was then that I realized that, oh, my God, I see something that they don't see.
How old were you at the time, roughly?
About five years old.
Oh my goodness, that's young.
It is.
Good
I'm
for
still
you.
Young.
Now, did you? Of course you are. Now, did you study your mediumship in England at all, or?
I just kind of developed it on my own. At my own pace,
okay.
And I looked for particular teachers. In fact, have several favorite teachers, but one of them is currently in Casadega, Reverend Stephen Herman.
Oh, yeah.
Fabulous. Yeah, he's wonderful. He's a fabulous psychic medium. And I learned a lot from him, just sort of, watching him work. So, yeah, it's just people I've come across, really, John, and their particular skills. We all have our own unique skills and talents.
Yes.
And so, yeah, that was... that's kind of, I explored the metaphysical side of things. But can I tell you a story? I love telling
yes,
you the story
please do.
Because it's lovely. and it's an American story, a British American story. Anyway, I came to the U.S. when I was 19 years old, and I went straight to New York, which was a little insane. But anyway, my mother was here, and I've always been interested in, you know, psychic readings, etc. So my mother, let me backtrack. I was working for this organization, and some of the younger girls there had heard about this medium. I will never forget her name, Penny Sarama. And she was down the Jersey Shore. But apparently she had had several near-death experiences. She'd had a couple of heart attacks, and they brought her back. So each time she had a heart attack, she came back with more information, and you know, she was transformed. Anyway, so we all, you know, a whole gang of us went down to have a reading with Penny Sarama. And lovely lady, I can't even remember what she told me. But the interesting thing was at the end of the, you know, as we're all ready to leave, she said, you know, if you can get enough people together, I will do a seance. And, you know, she said, if I have to travel, you know, I want at least, you know, 6 people, you know, to make it worth her while to travel up to, you know, a couple of hours away. So I told my mother about this, and my mother was like, yes, yes, let's have a seance at my place. So now Penny's instructions were, you invite somebody, you tell them exactly the location of the, you know, seance, and you ask them a question. So I was about 23 at the time, John, and I was like still in that stage where, you know, I kind of doubted my gifts, but yet there was lots of evidence around, you know, and I wasn't quite decided. So I had invited JFK. I thought, you know, let's put her to the test. Let's see if she's real or not. So anyway, we get to my mother's place, and, you know, Penny went into explaining, you know, if the person has crossed, you may feel a physical sensation. And so I'm sitting there, I'm getting a bit worried because I'd invited JFK, and I'm thinking, oh my God, I'm going to get a really sore head from this. But anyway, she went around the room, and then she just kind of, after each person, she's an interesting lady, she got amazing information, John. She was absolutely, I mean, I've looked her up on the internet, and I can't really see anything about her, so she may have, you know, transitioned at this time. I mean, I was 23, and she was probably in her 50s at that time. So anyway, yeah, I'm pretty sure she's transitioned. But what was interesting was, between each person, she'd just kind of toss her head back. And I mean, the information that she was getting was really interesting. You know, it was from another world, clearly. So anyway, she tossed her head back, and so she brought her head forward, and she said, I'm getting the initials RRK. And I thought, she said, now, I'm also getting the White House. Does that mean anything to anyone? John, I promise you, I almost fell off my chair. And I timidly said, yes, me. And she said, you have a question? All right, this is where it gets really interesting, because at the time, Jimmy Carter had only just been become president. So it was about March or April time, so he'd become president in November. Ronald Reagan, I think, at the time was governor of California. So she said, have you got a question? And I hadn't thought of one, so I thought, oh my God, I'm going through to the White House. What am I going to ask? So I said, do you know who's going to be the next president of the United States? And without skipping a beat, I kid you not, John, she said, Ronald Reagan.
Oh, wow.
That's my interesting story.
Isn't that amazing, eh? You know, all the presidents, there's a bit of, I saw a documentary one time, the White House and, the presidents and their mediums. So all the presidents basically have had their mediums and mystics. You know, I'm a Canadian, and during the Second World War, Mackenzie King, who was the prime minister of Canada, was a spiritualist. during the Second World War, and he would go to the White House.
Oh, really?
Oh, yes. And there was Edward Casey would go to the White House. So if you ever see it, it's called there's a documentary about the presidents and their mediums and their mystics. Okay.
I will look that up. I would
love to
see that.
What a lovely call. Thanks very much for calling in tonight, okay? God bless, honey. Thank you.
My pleasure. God bless. Bye.
Thank you, honey. God bless. Bye. Okay. So you're listening to Journeys of the Light, Lilydale Blog Talk Radio, and we have somebody else on the line here, so let's get right to them. Hello, how are you tonight?
I'm well, and yourself?
Okay, and who do we have the pleasure of talking to?
My name is Cindy.
Hi, Cindy. Okay. So you're live on the radio, Lilydale Radio, and... tell us a little bit about your interest in mystical or mediumship and spiritual things.
I am located in Englewood, Florida, which is only half a step away from a beautiful place called Angel Ministries.
Beautiful.
Indeed. And I've been through some recent turmoils, and my minister advised me to give you a ring.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, yes, you can ask me some questions, too, but, you know, there's people all over America, Australia, and England that are listening, so it can't be too personal, okay? But is there any questions you'd like to ask us?
I suppose I'm hoping that my recent turmoils are the opening to a new stage of enlightenment for me. And I guess I was hoping for a confirmation of such.
Okay, now just a moment here. I feel a person. Is it true your dad's passed on?
My father is still with us, but I've just lost my other half.
Your other half? Oh,
my significant other.
Okay. Now you just say yes or no, okay? Did he have a cancerous condition before he passed? Okay. Then it's his energy.
Yes.
Okay, he's coming in. It's almost like he's coming with a father figure. He wants to take care of you.
Indeed.
Okay. Did he smoke cigarettes?
Yes.
Because I'm smelling cigarettes when I'm thinking of him, I'm smelling cigarettes around him. Now, I'm pretty sure he's not smoking in heaven, okay? But sometimes when he comes around you, you may smell cigarettes, okay? Just letting you know that he is there. Now, I know that you have felt him around you, okay? And I believe you're going to start to get some very positive dreams about him, some very spiritual positive dreams, okay? Now, is it true you have a son?
Yes.
Was that what? I can't hear you, honey. Is that a yes?
Yes. Pardon.
Okay. Because as I'm tuning into your energy, I get a feeling. I'm just thinking of your son, and I'm thinking about, you know, his dad is going to be around him and help him and encourage him also. Do you have a daughter?
Not yet.
Well, that was a good question, not yet. Because I do get a feeling of that coming along as time goes on. But I definitely get a feeling of healing with you. And I just feel his energy all around you. Why am I thinking of a watch? Do you have a watch that belongs to him?
No.
Why am I thinking of a watch? Is there any reason why I would think of a watch with him?
I have an uncle that had a fascination for wall clocks.
Okay, now just a moment here. Sometimes when we're tuning into, sometimes other things begin to happen, okay? So you're saying you have an uncle. No, you know, I believe this has to be connected with your husband. Now, sometimes we say things, sometimes we'll get things that don't make any sense at this time, but I'm supposed to say everything I get, okay?
Okay.
So let's just note that I was thinking about for some reason a watch when I was thinking about your husband. Now, as your husband's there on the other side of life, you know, your husband's living in a world now where the natural laws are different. So he's obviously very young, or he's becoming younger. And so he may be coming to you a lot younger, okay? You seem to be bringing me a dog. Was there a favorite dog that the both of you had?
He recently lost a dog, and I lost a dog separately. But
okay, well, he's bringing his dog. Now,
I'd imagine that's probably
May have a dream. You literally may have a dream about that. Now, when they bring their dogs, that means that it's like saying nobody's lost. The family's together. The family's together. Okay. Okay, honey. Thank you very much for calling in tonight.
Thank you.
God bless,
thank
honey.
You.
Thank you. Okay, you're listening to Journeys of the Light, Lilydale Radio, Block Talk Radio. And we have somebody else on the line. We're going to get right to them. Hello, how are you tonight? You're on the air.
Hello, John. This is Jason Truelock Williams. How are you?
Okay, Jason. Good to hear from you.
Yes, okay. Yes. I missed you this time. How are you?
Oh, fine. Now, since you're a man of the world, where are you phoning from?
I'm phoning from Osprey in Florida.
Okay. Now, do you have any interesting... Now, this is heard in England and Australia also, and across North America and Canada. Do you have any little tidbits or interesting little stories that you like to share with us in regards to spiritual things or healing or anything like that?
I'm not sure.
You know, every time I tune into you, I think of a boat. Okay.
Oh, really? Yes.
Yes.
That's
and,
important to
and,
me.
And of course, I've known you, and I think your wife said to me at one time, "Don't tell him about boats."
Yes.
Did you ever do a martial art?
No, very briefly, but no, not really.
Okay, because, you know, when I tune now, you know, sometimes when we're doing this, we're in our timeless mind. So for some reason, I just thought about a martial arts with you, and I don't really know why, you know, but I'm supposed to say everything I get. Okay?
Yes.
Okay. Let me see what I get here. Oh, this is nice. This is a silly question. Did you buy gold recently?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. Well, I find myself thinking of gold with you, as in, you know, gold bars or yeah. So remember, I'm in my timeless mind. Okay.
Okay.
I'm not encouraging you to do that, but I'm just kind of sensing that when I'm with you.
We are selling some property, so maybe that's why then you're seeing the wealth coming in.
Okay, beautiful. Now, I don't think you should tell me what property you're selling, because we don't want everybody at your front door tomorrow morning. But is there a question about your life that somehow you could ask?
Why do I think of
the name Winston to us, you?
Winston? I'm not sure.
Okay, well, please remember that name, okay? Winston.
Okay, thank you.
Okay? Now, if it's not a name of a person, it's a place. Okay, but I feel it'll be very important for you.
Oh.
Okay?
Yes, as a place, it's very important. You're right.
Okay,
yes,
see, I just
right
work
there.
Here.
That's fine.
Okay.
So
Yes, go ahead.
John, I do
go
have
ahead.
An important question. And how is my mother? You know, she passed 20 years ago, and I do miss her, so.
Okay. Now, let me ask you a very unusual question. I find myself thinking of yellow roses and a hat. Did your mother love roses?
She loved flowers. She loved all flowers.
For some reason, I'm thinking of yellow roses. I don't know why. And I'm also, now this may be a silly question, but do you have any pictures of your mom wearing a hat?
Yes, I do.
Okay, you know, when I think of your mom, I think of someone who looks around 23 years old. So, you know, when we tune into the spirit world, we tune into as they are now on the other side of life. Okay?
Yes.
We tune into them as they are now on the other side of life. And what a sweet lady she is. Okay?
Yes.
So I just want to leave you with that and say God bless you. And thank you for calling in. Thank you.
Thank you, John. Good night. Thank you.
Good night. Okay, you're listening to Journeys of the Light with John White. And here we are, Lilydale Block Radio. And here we are with another caller. We're going right on to the line. Hello, how are you tonight?
Are you speaking with
me? You're on the air.
Oh, okay.
Hello.
This is Jen from Englewood, Florida.
Beautiful. Okay. Well, now you go to the Angels Church?
Angel Ministers, I certainly do. In fact, you did the service on Sunday when I was there, and Thursday when you did the readings. So I'm the George Harrison, Here Comes the Sun.
Oh, Here Comes the Sun. Okay. Beautiful. Okay.
Right. And go ahead.
Now do you have a little story that you would like to tell our listeners about something spiritual that happened to you, or a healing, or something that you knew that the angels are around you?
Yeah. Well, you know, we're doing the Angel Land Food Forest with the Angel Ministries.
Oh, please tell
and
us.
And it was so
tell
funny.
Tell us all about that.
Well, the website is 500angels.org, and we're actually part of the church ministry. We do the free bread and bakery goods and free fruits and vegetables. And one of the things that we're trying to do is to get some acres of land to be able to build a food forest and have a spiritual retreat as well there. So,
beautiful.
Which is kind of funny because you hadn't really met me. And on Thursday, when you did gave me a message, you said you saw me surrounded with flowers. And the people who do know that I'm deeply involved in Angel Land Food Forest were, you know, amused, because it was like, oh, you can see all the flowers in your secret garden and everything. And it was like, gosh, it was so wonderful, John, to meet with you.
Beautiful. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Now tell us, how can people get involved with this project? How can people get involved to help to bring this into manifestation?
Okay. One of the things they can do is, if they have some money, they can actually donate funds, or they can go to the website, 500angels.org. We are a 501c3 charity, and with the IRS, so any money that they donate is tax deductible. Or they can call us on 941-9090-500 or send us an email. And the email's on the website. And we'll be able to help any way we can, you know. Go ahead.
You want to repeat?
And we would love to
again,
have the help. I beg your pardon?
Repeat that phone number again.
941-9090-500.
Now, I believe the church has a website also, right?
Yes, angelministriesfl.org.
Okay.
And we're also
okay,
on
good.
There. Yeah, the link is also on the site. It's an adjunct to the Angel Ministries Church. So there's a lot of us involved, you know, and we're very excited about it. We're just trying to raise the funds to be able to buy the open use land that we need. Yeah. So
that's
any help and all help is greatly, it will be exciting once we can see it manifesting. We just need the help of others to be able to actually physically get it right now.
Okay. That's amazing.
So John,
okay,
are you still here locally?
Well, I'm running off to Hollywood, Florida, in a day or so. Okay.
Okay.
It's been lovely. You know, I'm one of the snowbirds from Lilydale that come down here.
Right.
And love
right.
to be down here in sunny Florida. I think I've
Oh, well, it's so good to have you here.
Thank you. Reverend Pat says I've been here for 16 years. I don't even know if that's legal. I mean, that's a long time.
Well, I've lived in Florida now for 40 years and my house here in Englewood for 33, so I've been here a long time.
Beautiful.
But I'm truly
Beautiful.
Grateful to have met you and all that, you know.
Okay, thank
it's
you
just
so
a
much.
You're a blessing.
Thank you're a blessing, and thank you for calling in, hon. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye, John.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Okay, actually, we have in the studio right now Reverend Pat Turling. Okay, would you like to say a few words to our listeners?
Yes, I'd love to. Thank you, John. It's been an absolute pleasure having you with us at the Angel Ministries this week. Every year we look forward to your trip down to us to sunny Florida, and it's really been a pleasure having you with us.
Thank you. Tell us a little about your beautiful church. There's so many callers in that have been raving about it. How long have you been involved in your spiritual work, Pat?
Well, I opened the church here in Florida probably 23 years ago. And it's grown and grown. It's not a large church, but it's a very friendly, loving, kind church. And I just like it that way. People walk through our door, John, and they feel at home instantly. And the church is not about the money. It's about healing people, helping them to find a new path, a new life, a way of life, anything that they really look for.
I hear that there's a college program. Can you touch on that just a few moments?
Yes, at the moment we're moving our college from being manual to going digital. So we haven't been doing as much as we normally do in that field, but we are working on it.
Okay. Now the recent caller talked about this land that you're buying to grow food. Well, if anybody knows about it, it's you. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, what we want to do is, because of the situation with food and all this GMO stuff, it's to buy a piece of land, and we've already started fundraising. We achieved our 501c3 in December, and now there's a lot of us. I'm going to hand you back, John. Jan told you enough. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Pat. Thank you. And they can come and be at your service Sunday morning at what time, Pat?
10:30.
Okay, and Sunday evening at what time?
6:30.
And the healing service?
At 4 o'clock on Wednesdays.
Okay, and one more time, give us your website or a phone number.
angelministriesfl.org.
Okay, and your phone number there?
941-492-4995.
Okay, thanks, Pat.
God
Pleasure
bless,
having you. God bless
Thank you.
You. Okay, you've been listening to Journeys of the Light, Lilydale Blog Talk Radio, and we've had our special guest, Reverend Pat, and with the Angels Ministry. This is where we are. We're on the road right now going through Florida and visiting the many different churches. So, you know, there is a saying that it's possible for you to be alone. Not anymore. Because if you knew who walked beside you at all times, it would blow your mind. Okay. So the angels are with you, and your loved ones are with you. And until we meet again, may God hold you in the palm of his hand. God bless you, and thank you for listening to Blog Talk Radio, Lilydale Journeys of the Light.